to the show, Evan Bray, on this Tuesday morning. Great to have you here. Well, last night I was following along very closely. It was, 6:45 Eastern time that vote was scheduled to actually happen, and it seemed like the clock was ticking, and I was checking for updates everywhere I could. It was on TV. It was obviously our station was following along. I was following on social media. And eventually, of course, we found out that the House of Commons narrowly voted to approve the federal budget. So, no, we are not having a federal election this Christmas. Although I will say that when we've had this discussion on the program, there's been a number of people saying, you know what, that would be great. I would love it. I would welcome it. It would be the best Christmas gift I could get. Others maybe not so excited. And there are a number of people that are in the category of, you know, while I'm not jumping up and down about the results of the last election, I'm not convinced, and this is where I am, I'm not convinced that having an election in a month from now would change the results. I really don't. I don't know that people are mad enough at the current government. I know there are people in our area that are mad enough, but I'm talking about as a country. Are there enough people dissatisfied with Mark Carney to change the results of the election? I don't know. I don't think so. I have my doubts. So, regardless, we're not having a federal election. That was decided. 4 abstentions, 2 Conservative MPs and 2 NDP. I expected the NDP MPs. The Conservative MPs, though, one of them was Matt Genereux, so that's the MP that made the announcement here in the last couple of weeks that he is stepping away completely from politics, so he was not there to vote. And MP Shannon Stubbs, who is away for medical leave and has been away for some time with medical leave. So those were the two that didn't vote. Oh, and don't forget, Green Party leader Elizabeth May ended up voting with the minority Liberals. So that's how it ended up passing, which means the budget passes, things move along. Business as usual in Ottawa, and we are not going back to the polls. Now, if we shift to the provincial picture, the 2028 provincial election seems like it's a ways away, and it is. That said, you know the team at Election Saskatchewan are always working on the next election. They do a bit of a review on the last one, get set for the next one, and they recently released 2 major post-election reports reviewing how the 30th general election in 2024 was run. It outlined dozens of recommended legislative updates to modernize the province's voting system. The report also highlights successes like the introduction of voting week. Remember, we had a whole week of voting, as well as the challenges like accessibility concerns, I would say is probably one of the top ones. We have had Dr. Michael Boda on our program before. He's Saskatchewan's chief electoral officer, and I'm happy to connect with Dr. Boda again in his office this morning. Dr. Boda, thank you for taking the call.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Evan.
And how about those riders? I know you're a rider fan.
Big time. Big time. This is just great. This is great. 5 times.
5 times. It's exciting for the province for sure. And I said, this is going to generate a lot of stocking stuffers. I'm sure there'll be Grey Cup memorabilia or rider swag in stockings and under the tree, I'm sure, this Christmas.
I love it. This is fantastic. Yeah. And I do note that, you know, the Regina Rugby Club goes back to 1910. Our democracy goes back to 1905. So We have an amazing football team, and we have an amazing democracy here in the province.
Similar journeys for sure. So tell us a little bit, Dr. Boda, about the 2 documents that Election Saskatchewan recently released. What's outlined in them? They're 2 very distinct documents.
Well, it's true that they're different. But first, I would say that at Election Saskatchewan, our goal every day, whether we're very close to an election or we're far away from election, we want to serve the needs of Saskatchewan voters as they are in 2025. We love our democratic traditions, and they're important to guard, but we're trying to figure out ways that we can better serve our current voters and make it, because people need flexibility. They need they're living very complex lives, and they need broader access to a ballot. But at the same time, whenever we're making changes, we're trying to figure out how we can ensure the integrity of the process as we're moving forward as well. That is extremely important. So hardly a day goes by when we're not thinking about those 2 things. And this is what these parts of my report on the 2024 election, looking to 2028. This is what these reports or these parts are about. Volume two is looking back at 2024 and trying to figure out how can we do better at this? How can we do a better job at what we're doing? And then the other one says, how can we look forward? And I'm making recommendations to legislators to make some changes so that we can reinforce what's been going on over the course of the last three cycles. And that is we're modernizing. We're getting ready for the future. We're guarding our democratic traditions at the same time.
So, Dr. Botha, before we get into the recommendations, can we reflect a bit 2024's election? What were some of the observations and thoughts that you had?
Well, you know, we do something that's different in Saskatchewan, and that is as we are conducting the election, Election Saskatchewan has thousands of people, volunteers essentially, but they do get paid for Election Day. But they're implementing the election. As we're doing that, we have a team. We've partnered with Johnson Shoyama Graduate School of Public Policy and with an international NGO to evaluate how we're implementing the election. And they're gathering data as we're going through this, and then they bring that data to me so that I can fulfill my statutory duty, and that is to evaluate how did the election go in 2024. So looking at that, we completed survey data, in-person observations, and we completed a number of focus groups with voters, political parties, and candidates as we went through it. And we saw some very positive results, and that is that 98% of eligible voters were on the voters list. That is amazing because about 10 years ago, we had about 70% coverage. Mm-hmm. So we've come a long way in that regard, and it helps the process. 98.9% of voting locations were accessible, and 99.6% of voters were satisfied with their voting experience. So we found some very positive things, but that's not what that assessment is about. That assessment is looking at some of the administrative improvements we can make even without legislative change, even without those recommendations I'm making, and how we can improve that process. And we're always trying to improve because we want to serve the 2025 and the coming 2028 voter as well. So that's that first part.
So when we look at improvements, is there a mechanism, whether it be formal or informal, for Saskatchewan people to voice concerns, thoughts, even if it's something that they're appreciative of, a change that was made, maybe something like voting week, for example? Is there a way you can get that feedback from Saskatchewan people, Dr. Botha?
Well, they can always send us a note at info@elections.sk.ca, and I will get that way. But that's what this assessment is about. This is why we had people on the ground who were conducting survey data. They were collecting survey data. They were doing in-person observations. They were speaking with voters. They were speaking with our political actors as well, because all of them need to be able to run good candidates, and we need to make sure that we're working on that. We don't run the candidates or the campaigns, obviously, but we want to make this process smooth and easy for all the stakeholders. So people have given their input through that survey research, and we've been collecting it.
So when you think about voter satisfaction, and I'm assuming that's measuring not necessarily the outcome of the election, but satisfaction with the process, what is your takeaway from that, and how does that formulate kind of the next steps?
Right. Well, I mean, as you know, Election Saskatchewan is an impartial body. It's an independent body. We're not part of the government. We work for the people of Saskatchewan. Just like the auditor is an independent officer of the Legislative Assembly. And so basically when we're looking at satisfaction, we're looking at how was the process conducted, and did it meet the expectations of the voter. So it's not about the politics of it. It's about making sure that it was easy, accessible, and that our process was free and fair. But most of all, particularly given what we're looking at all over the world, but in the United States, I'm concerned about that people in Saskatchewan have trust in the system, and that's what we're working towards. We're trying to improve, we're trying to modernize, but we're maintaining, we're ensuring that we have the integrity of the system in place as well. And that's what we've been working on for the last three cycles. We'll continue on into 2028.
Dr. Michael Botha is my guest. the chief electoral officer for the province of Saskatchewan. So looking forward, there's recommendations, there's things that you would like to try and implement, or maybe things that we have implemented that you will likely try and carry on. Can we talk a little bit about some of those things and how it might appear or be different for those of us voting in 2028?
Well, absolutely. So 2024 was a pivotal election process for Saskatchewan. It was a change election in the sense of how we conduct elections was done differently. But we began this process in 2020. We started in 2016 and we began a process of modernization. Again, going back to broadening access to voters across the province. It's not like in 1905. Where you had to travel only to that geographical location where there were two officials who could only take your ballot. We're broadening access to the ballot through other means such as vote by mail. That's a perfect example of how that has expanded over time. But what we're doing now is for 2028, we're reinforcing what you saw in 2024. The elements such as voting week, for example, or vote by mail, or the use of electronic poll books at voting locations. That is not in the law. It was done through a CEO directive in which the legislators approved essentially a pilot for 2024 so that we could demonstrate that we could do this well. Mm-hmm. And it went well because we've done the assessment, we've evaluated it, and now I'm recommending that it be placed in the legislation, and that's going before the legislators this fall. So that's the first real important thing, that we're reinforcing what we saw in 2024.
Mm-hmm. What about I saw telephone voting in one of the recommendations. Can you talk about that?
You did. Now, it's assisted telephone voting is something that has been used in other jurisdictions. It's been used in Australia. It came to British Columbia. They used it during their general election. Quite broadly, actually, because of some of the weather incidents that they had there. And we piloted it during an Athabasca by-election in February of 2022 in order to test it. But I think it's important, Evan, to understand what's being proposed and what is not being proposed. In Australia and British Columbia, it was a much broader process of telephone voting that was introduced. What I am recommending here is that we be able to address what I call gap voters. Now, it's important that everyone have access to a ballot, but many people will remember in 2020 and 2024, there were people in the media who couldn't vote at the very last minute due to, it was no fault of their own. They had an issue. Perhaps their doctor said that they couldn't leave their home. There are other reasons for this at the very last minute. And I can't serve them. By law, I can't serve them because they have missed a vote by mail deadline and they can't get to the physical ballot. I can't serve them with a physical ballot. What telephone does for a very small number of people is it allows them through a secure process to be able to access that vote. I don't expect it to be a large number, but I want to be able to serve people who through no fault of their own are not able to access their ballot. And it's really important to understand that it's not what's going on in British Columbia or in Australia. This is a much smaller element of it. We're addressing the gap voters. And I will say that what we would do in this context, it's a very secure process. It's observed by political scrutineers. I feel very confident in it that the secrecy of the ballot is maintained. But at the same time, what I recommend is it would be a provisional ballot. So at the very, at the end of the last day of voting, people would be able to vote by telephone voting, very small number, as I say, but it's a provisional ballot. A provisional ballot means we need to verify, just like we do for vote by mail, identification. So we take the ballot, it's casted provisionally, and then there are 12 days before the final count. They would be counted at the final count 12 days later after we were fully verifying mm-hmm. the identification of the voter.
Dr. Michael Botha, it's been a great chat. Are these two reports publicly available?
They are. They're on our website at electionswithans.sk.ca. And I really encourage people to to have a look. There's lots on that front page that that you can look at. And again, if you have any comments, please let us know at info@elections.sk.ca.
Dr. Botha, always appreciate you on the program. Thanks for your time.
Glad to be here.
Dr. Michael Botha, Chief Electoral Officer for Saskatchewan. And again, now these recommendations will go to the legislature, and there will be decisions made there whether or not they will be going forward and implemented in the 2028 election. If you want to take a look at everything we've talked about this morning, again, elections.sk.ca. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.